Blog Talk Radio.
And God day, this is another segment of Reigning with God. I am Keith Russell Lee, and I am psyched, I'm jazzed, and I'm juiced that you've decided to join me on this wonderful day. You know, folks, I'm really excited. I'm excited because, you know what, life holds so much. And one of the things that we really have to become very present to is that life is grand. You know, Jesus said that I've come that you might have life, and that you might have life abundantly. So it's about embracing the fullness of all that God has and us walking in the fullness of the Father. Now, I'm excited about this segment because in this we talk about, again, these inner spiritual dynamics, or some call it the faculties, spiritual faculties. And we're dealing with today will. Will. We have the capacity of will. We have the ability to will whatever we desire and we deserve in our lives. You know, first of all, let's deal with this idea of will. In the Greek, will is desire. So when we say, I wonder what the will of God is, it is like, I wonder what is God's desire for my life. When I say that I have a strong will, I have a strong desire. Will is nothing more than just simply desire, a strong desire. And we know that willpower within humanity is powerful. You think about it. We talk about willpower. We have the ability to stop smoking, to stop drinking. Some can do it cold turkey. Some may need it by going to rehab or other types of treatments. But the will of man has done some incredible things. He looked at the moon and said, man, let's go to the moon. He looked at nature and using nature, using things that were not visible to the human eye, humanity has been able to will things into being and existence. Willpower is significant. And then we talk about free will, or having a free desire to make choices, right? So what is free will? The ability to choose. God has given us that ability to choose, to have free will, whatever our heart's desires may be. But again, I want to deal with this in regards to the Word of God that tells us that if we delight ourselves in the Lord, Psalm 37:4, if we delight ourselves in the Lord, He will give us the desires of our heart. He will give us the things of God. He will those things to us. Now, let me share this, folks. When people talk about the will of God, you've got to understand the will of God is the Word of God. You know the will of God because you have the Word of God. And as we study God's Word, we know that we have love, we have good health and well-being, we have happiness, success, prosperity, abundance, and wealth. We have the fullness of the kingdom, and that is God's will for our lives. I always share in 3 John 2, where he says that, beloved, I pray that above all that you may embrace or walk in the fullness of my prosperity and good health, even as your soul doth prosper. And again, I'm paraphrasing that verse. But God wants to grant unto us his highest and his best. That is his will for our lives. So if I am in need of healing, guess what? His will for my life is divine health. If I am needing of resources, his will for my life is his prosperity, his abundance, his wealth. God wants to bless us in every way. All right, so now we talk about delighting thyself in the Lord, and he will give us the desires of our hearts. And those things are his will. those things are his will. But with any type of desire or will, it is how bad do you really want it? See, I can talk a good game. I can talk about, oh, you know, I want this and God wants me to have that. And I can talk and I can go on and on and on. But unless I am committed to attaining those things, won't happen. It just will not happen in my life. If I'm talking about having a strong will in my life, I'm having to be committed to the things of God. I've got to align myself, as I talked about yesterday. It's about aligning ourselves with the things of God. That is what delighting thyself in the Lord. Are you aligned? Are you aligned, mind, body, and spirit? See, we can talk about divine health and healing all we want to, but is my life aligned that I'm eating properly, that I am taking care of my body? I can talk about wealth and prosperity, and I will. That's my will, and that is my desire. But am I doing what is necessary to walk in prosperity and abundance? I can talk about the will of God, and I can talk about my will. I can talk about my desires about love, but am I operating in the spirit of love? See, my friend, it's all about alignment. And we have to, first of all, align. Let me even go so further to say this, because, see, I've discovered that this alignment is important, because there's sometimes I have gone astray because of my own internal voice. And now let me make sure I'm being clear about this. My internal voice, that is the ego, sometimes have led me astray. Because my ego, I thought that I wanted certain things, or I should have certain things, and the ego was the dominant voice or force in my life. Let me break that down. The ego is the self-manufactured notion and idea of who I am. It is what the writers of Scripture call the flesh. And there are times in my life that I've allowed the flesh, I've allowed the ego to dictate what I thought I wanted in my life. As a matter of fact, those desires at times are very hollow, right? I mean, you know, you work, you finally achieve, you get it. Man, I've got the success. I have the money. I have the fame, whatever it may be. And you only find yourself being totally depressed. Anybody ever been there? Despondent. Anybody ever been there, right? Because the victory was hollow because it was not God's will for your life. Now, see, folks, when we begin to understand this, there is no God that's trying to hold anything back from us. You know, God will give you the desires of your heart. And even if those desires are not aligned with his desires, he'll say, okay, that's what you want. I mean, fine. It is yours. Go for it, you know? There's nothing that is holding anything back from us. God is saying, whatever you order you put in, that is what you're going to get. We already know how our predominant thoughts operate. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So if I want to think disempowered, if I want to think limited, guess what? Those things are going to show up in my life. That is why it's important when we deal with alignment that we are aligning our mind, we're aligning our desires, we're aligning our thoughts, and it's all based upon the Word of God. It's all based upon Scripture. It's all based upon the truths that are right before us. Now, again, folks, let me share this. God's will for your life is love, health, happiness, success, prosperity, abundance, and it is wealth. God wants to bless us with his highest and his best. And when my will aligns with his will for my life, the reason why many people don't operate in love is, guess what? Because they have just not aligned. They just don't feel that they're lovable, or there's no one out there, or they have other reasons. The reason why people don't walk in divine health and well-being. and it's because they really don't align with the Word of God and the things of God. They may be sincere. They may be, you know, definitely honest, but yet they have embraced a disempowered philosophy, a disempowered notion that this is just something that they've got to bear. Good friend of mine just was dealing with, you know, on Facebook Live this morning, was dealing with, you know, the thorn in the flesh, and God puts the thorn in the flesh, and all of those things, and that's why the full counsel of God's word is so important, that you understand what His desires, that you may be in good health and well being, even as your soul doth prosper. So, folks, what I'm sharing is that you've got to line up with God's will, which is His word. You've got to line up in terms of people saying, you know, about success, you know, well, that's for somebody else and it's not for me. The heaven with that kind of thinking, folks. God says that I want to bless you when you're coming in and you're going out. I want to bless the work of your hands. I want to bless your basket and your kneading trough, symbols of your wealth, symbols of the thing that God wants to do for us. But yet you've got to have an empowered view of the word to align with that empowered view of the word. And folks, because it blows me away that we can get so caught up in the disempowered ideas of life. And then we wonder why that things aren't happening. And then we say, well, I guess it wasn't God's will. No, it's because you have gotten so caught up in all this other religious junk that you've missed the truth. And folks, you can be too religious for your own good. You can be religious for beyond that will hurt you, that will hamper and hinder your spiritual growth and development, and stymie you and keep you in a narrow box because you have a narrow idea and concept of God. And then you wonder, well, this is just God's will for my life. No, it's not. It's because you've had a negative and a disempowered view of God, and you've stayed right there. Folks, get beyond your religion. Expand yourself. Grow. Go beyond all of those small minded teachings and thinking. Because God is a big God. And God's will is for you to prosper and to be in good health, even as your soul doth prosper. 3 John 2. And folks, I'm telling you that when your will lines up with God's will, you become unstoppable. That is why in Philippians 3:14 shares that with God, all things are possible. That through Christ, you can do all things. That through Christ, you can do all things. Through Christ, you can do all things. There is nothing that can stop and block you. Once you have the will of God, once that becomes your will, once you begin to stand upon the truth of who you are and say, this is my will, there's nothing that can stop you, folks, and I'm there now. I'm telling you, I am there. My will is God's will. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Well, listen, folks, I've got to stop here today. I've got to stop inner spiritual dynamic of will, so that you have the capacity of will. We have the ability to will whatever we desire and we deserve in our lives. All right? I'm going to pick up order tomorrow. We're going to talk about how all things are in order, God's order, that connotes that everything is in order, that God is an orderly God, but I'll pick that up tomorrow. Listen, this is Keith Russell Lee. Check out my website. Make a become a faith partner with me, KRLM.org. And until tomorrow, this is Keith Russell Lee saying live with faith and power and continue to create a phenomenal life. Bye now.